power. One does not need props or other ritual items to cast a so-called spell. The power meditations, done long enough, are more than effective in one's ability to influence one's environment and others. When one's field is strong enough, it is easy to put thoughts, feelings, and other projections into the minds of others. Some people are stronger than others, and projecting can be met with some resistance. Of course, depending upon how strong you are. The stronger ones, though, have their defenses lowered considerably when asleep. Weak people are easy to deal with anywhere and everywhere. Just going into a mild trance of focus and concentration, and you will notice if they are where you can observe these people, the obvious effects of your projections. Always remember, it is very important to learn to control anger. When one reaches a certain level, offenders, whether they are outsiders or loved ones, will meet with misfortune. This can be very upsetting when a loved one gets into an accident or comes down ill as a result of your anger. This comes with power and should be controlled. When one's energy field is powerful enough, it does not take much. We must always be sure we intend for offenders to get punished. Unintentional anger, then the offender apologizes and the hard feelings are gone, and then the person meets with the disaster. This can cause much regret. I cannot overemphasize the power behind these meditations, when done long enough and with consistency every day. For certain specific things like binding, props can be used as a point of focus. Most of the time, just dwelling on something, with will, focus, and desire, will make it manifest, provided it is not worried about or dwelled on in a doubtful or desperate way. It's very, very important to have an orderly mind, a controlled mind when you reach a certain level of power, and to dwell on having positive thoughts. Because, like I said, just sitting and stewing about something, if somebody's upset you, regardless of who they are, you can cause them to have some serious problems. And if it's a loved one or something, everybody gets into fights every now and then, and, you know, people anger each other sort of thing. Any misfortune should be intentional. And when someone reaches a certain level of power in their soul, you all need to control your thoughts, believe me. Especially, you focus on something negative, you can make it manifest, either for yourself or others. Hail Satan.